Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 2,829.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill,
the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock. In the men's room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack. Drinkity drunk.
All right, here we go. Oklahoma elementary school teacher sent home after showing up for work high on meth. Meanwhile, three robbers are caught with stolen prosthetic arm
that they got from a guy named Seth.
Florida man threatens to blow up mosque, gets caught by caller ID.
A convenience store clerk was pre-scratching lottery tickets, so a winner you'll never be.
And a military helicopter drops ammo into a Texas elementary school.
Good times.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you've ever been on a passenger plane, the odds that you had a weird or miserable experience, they're about 3-1 in favor. I'll just share some recent headlines with you. Man misses flight, runs onto tarmac, and tries to pry open doors in rampage. That headline comes to us from Australia. A little closer to home in Florida, we get passenger steals life vest, stuffs it in toilet, delaying flight. That would just piss me off. But not as much as if I had to deal with the next headline. Naked man tackled on flight. Listen, be crazy if you have to be crazy. Can you just put on some goddamn clothes? I don't know what it is with people. We're on a plane. We're stuck in an aluminum tube together. Can you not suck as a human being for just a few hours? Really, that's all we ask of each other. And repeatedly, that answer is no. Next headline. Woman brought to tears when passenger next to her refers to her as, and I quote, smelly fatty. Oh, yeah. Flight hadn't even taken off yet, man.
Smelly fatty.
Smelly fatty. This is what a grown man referred to a grown woman as. But these are just some of the headlines from a plane. And the thing is, man, when you get on a plane, you're on a tube with a sea of humanity. So let's face it, man. Things can get weird. Things can go wrong. Maybe something great happened. But for anyone that's been on a plane, this question is for you. What happened on the plane?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, but y'all, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2829 with a large and charge program we have for you today. Here come the bad jokes, bitches, as the drunk in charge Ryan Castle will be in to kick off the bad jokes and also the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC as Ted tries to get another one into the win column. Of course, profile this and we'll drink and we'll toast with the shot of the day. And our question today, what happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA. And man, oh man, oh man, there have been a lot of crazy things that have happened within the last few months here as
Why
far as
that?
I don't
what
know.
What the hell has happened?
When it rains, it pours, I guess.
It seems but,
either way.
Strange. I think strange stuff always happens on planes.
It does. It just seems like the frequency of these news stories just seems to pop up more. Maybe I'm going crazy. I don't know. And look, and part of the crazy man has been the backlash, believe it or not, against, I want to say, United, because they announced their some of the bans on some of the, what do you call it, animals?
Support animals.
And listen, they're not. I don't believe that they're being unreasonable. They're saying things like, support tarantulas, support hedgehogs, right? Like, not dogs, not cats, not even monkeys.
Well, here's a story. American Airlines is making it very clear insects, goats, and hedgehogs cannot be brought on planes as emotional support animals.
Well, what? Hedgehogs?
No hedgehogs.
Now, see, and now I'm pissed.
Why, just because they're cute? There's cute puppies, dude. There's something that can replace a hedgehog. They don't need to be there.
Ron Jeremy can still fly.
You guys talk to Carl, my hedgehog.
The airline revised its guidelines for comfort animals on flights. Those who want to bring such animals on board now have to file paperwork 48 hours before a flight. Now, like, look, and you always say this about the airline industry. For the most part, man, it's a commodity. It's a service. You use it because you're trying to get from point A to point B. Look, if we need to get to Detroit for whatever reason, the airline that's going to get us more quickly to Detroit.
Cost and time you're leaving. That's just it.
All I do is I look at how long is this flight going to take? You know what I mean? Try to find the decent one at a decent price. It's not ridiculous. And then you get on that airline. So if you need to avoid flying.
Was it American Airlines?
Yeah.
If
you have a hedgehog, right. And you know what?
Carl.
You know what I mean? Maybe your flight's an hour later or whatever. It might not be convenient, but you can still bring Carl the hedgehog. Now you're flying Southwest. You're still getting to your destination.
Listen, maybe I'm crotchety. If another airline even allows your hedgehog on there, I feel like they're being very accommodating.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're true. Absolutely. I mean, like, come on, man.
And if you do want to bring such an animal on board, you now have to file paperwork 48 hours before a flight, and there are new restrictions on which types of animals are permitted. We support the rights of customers, from veterans to people with disabilities, legitimate needs for trained service or support animals. Unfortunately, untrained animals can lead to safety issues for our team, our customers, and working dogs on board our aircraft. Emotional support animals provide comfort to those suffering from emotional, psychological conditions, anxiety, depression, whatever. It used to be back in the day, you dealt with it. It was just ladies would reach into their purse and just hand out Xanax and pass them out to everybody in line as you got on the plane.
If you have problems and you're getting on a flight, man, figure it out.
This is
right.
When did this
become a thing? I have flown for a long time, a lot of years of my life, and only in the last 5 years has the concept of either the support animal or, and listen, I've seen dogs on flights, but again, I've flown for a long time, but now it is so remarkably prevalent. And I'm trying, what has happened to human beings that suddenly we need this?
Oh, I think a huge part of it is everybody started lying.
Well, no, I know that, right.
I mean, like the service animal thing. Like, people just started getting those vests, and it's like you kind of ruined it for everybody else that needs them, mm-hmm. because now it's natural. Now, when I see dogs, I'm like, is that real, or is that person just
right?
For
I mean,
the
listen,
hell of it?
Right? I get you, man. I'm just saying that people have been flying for a long time, and you got someone to watch your pet or whatever the case is, but you didn't need it that bad. You just didn't. Have dogs gotten that much cooler?
That's what I thought about when you said working dogs.
Oh, he is a working dog. Yeah, he's putting some concrete down. He's doing a hell of a job there. A retired Alaska state lawmaker says a naked passenger was tackled and detained on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Anchorage.
Come on, man.
Good times. Yeah, you know what,
just keep your clothes on.
Right.
If you have to be crazy, then fine, be crazy. Why do you have to get naked?
I don't know. And you know what, man? I'm one of those.
Let's put it this way. Normally, I would love to help, right? There's a passenger. He's an unruly passenger on the plane. I have no problem helping out if it's that case. But when they get naked, then it's like, you know, I'd love to help, man. But I just, I'm not tackling a naked
people like to, people like to, they like to, they like to read a book on a plane. They'll download television shows and binge watch or whatever they're doing. I am a window watcher. This is one of my favorite flights of all time. It really is just based on the fact that it's just so scenic and beautiful over British Columbia and all that. Like, this is, I just sit there and look at all the huge mountains and everything.
It's beautiful.
Until you get this naked
guy. For like
guy.
5 minutes, though. Well, then it's like, God damn, it's going to look like this the whole flight.
Right, and it does for 3.5 hours.
Sometimes I'm just the weirdo that stares at the seat in front of me.
The whole time?
Yeah, like I'll get a drink or something.
Are you just staring at the seat in front of you?
No, just, I think.
Do you ever put the plane map on and just watch it like,
yeah, I'll do that.
3.5 more hours.
We're over Nebraska now. That's Nebraska down there. Former state Senator Johnny Ellis said on Twitter that the incident happened after a man ran from the front of the plane to the back yelling and waving. Alaska Airlines spokesman Bobby Egan said in a statement that the flight from Seattle landed without incident. He said shortly after the descent into Anchorage, a disruptive male passenger was detained. She said he was removed by law enforcement after the plane parked at the gate and was then transported to a local hospital. I think they either put him into the bathroom and closed the door. I think he was having a an incident, you know.
What kind of incident? What
a mental incident.
I don't know.
Well, the guy who was on his way to, I think he was from Florida but was headed to China. He was on edibles. He said he was on edibles. He said he ate too many edibles, which you know is crap.
But weed?
Yeah.
You'd fall asleep, brother.
That's exactly
what it is. But many cases of people eating too many edibles is like they think they're going to die.
Oh, really?
They don't like freak out.
Oh, well,
out.
That's
like
true.
The famous one with the cops.
Yeah.
And people have been like, I'm freaking out or check. But like generally, like, for instance, if you knew somebody maybe that had some edibles that doesn't usually have them and they were really having a tough time, say at work or something, like they were very mellow. They just couldn't move much, which you don't go insane.
Right.
And I love how your hypothetical sounds so much familiar. Like personal experience.
Yeah,
there's just the way you like, say this hypothetical.
I was just thinking. Who could you possibly be talking about on this show?
Yeah.
Who is that person, I wonder?
Very hypothetical.
Oh, my goodness.
Just say it. That's how I saw it.
Because it goes from hypothetical to very personally. Well, you know, say someone, then it becomes he.
Yeah, that guy.
Like, damn, all right, man, well.
So, our question today, quite simply, what happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Sorry, let me take Beat headphones. I didn't know I was going to be first.
Oh, my Beats headphones. Well, you get paid to tell us the brand. Hold on a minute while I remove my Beats headphones.
By Dre.
Yeah, my girlfriend got it for me for Christmas.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, nice.
Comes in handy on the plane, too.
The girlfriend?
Yeah, we just get a blanket and spread it out.
So that everyone's sleeping.
Exactly. No one can see what's going on in there because, you know, she's pretty sly.
She's petting Carl the Hedgehog. Everything is fine.
My support hog.
She's my service animal.
That's her support animal.
I'm getting service.
My penis has a red vest on it.
That's all it needs.
She just needs to hold it the whole flight.
Support berries.
Here's my story. So me and my dad are traveling from Amsterdam Airport to Seattle, and we stop at a Grolsch beer station at the Amsterdam Airport, and we, you know, have a few beers. We're catching a little buzz, just traveling with my dad back to the U.S. I'm 18. He's, I don't know, like 70 or 80, whatever his parents are.
All the love.
Yeah, 70 or 80.
And we were both smokers. Right? We're both cigarette smokers at that time. My dad quit. I'm still, you know, quitting every night and stuff. But anyway, so we had a pack of Marlboro Reds, and you know, we're both kind of drunk. My dad's ordering drinks and kind of, you know, hooking me up on the side with a few drinks because I couldn't drink on the airplane, but I could drink at the airport. You know, we just wanted to smoke. So my dad goes first, he goes into the bathroom, and he didn't tell me he was going to smoke at that time. And he comes out and you can just smell it off of him, you know, his clothes and making weird faces. And he goes, hey, you can go over there and smoke. And then just constantly press that paddle for that suction from the toilet. And exhale.
Once again, men's room colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Yeah, no brown words, Peter.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No brown. If it makes you feel any better, everyone was here was prepared for you.
Nice. I'm glad.
As soon as you started talking, everybody made the move.
So your dad goes in and smokes into the bathroom. He smokes in the bathroom. And he tells you how to pull this off, and you should go in there, too, and smoke as well.
Yeah, he handed me the cigarettes and the lighter, and I went next, you know. And it's just bad when you walk out. Like, people can kind of tell on your clothes.
Yeah, they can tell.
Yeah, you can smell it.
Yeah, a little bit, but we end up smoking a whole pack in that flight. It was like 13 hours, and we, you know, we had like 10 each.
You're kidding me.
No,
you never got caught.
I mean, that was like right as they stopped smoking on the airplane, I think. You know, it was in like 2000. So now I know.
Yeah, they kind of started. They cut that off quite many, many, many years before that. They stopped that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, they still had to ask.
We didn't get in any trouble. You know, everything was cool. We just ran out of smokes like a couple hours into the end of the trip. So that sucked. But other than that, it was a good flight.
Okay. All right.
Sounds like it.
Damn. Yeah, just because the armrest still had an ashtray in it, you should be scared at the age of the plane. But that doesn't mean you're allowed to smoke on the plane.
Why do they always remind you?
Oh, my God. American is the one who has it, too.
By the way, those of you that may or may not be Nick fitting, we just want to remind you again, 2 hours into this five-hour flight, that you still can't smoke,
is a reminder that this is a non-smoking flight. Well, could you give me a reminder about the one that's a smoking flight? Because I'd be interested to find that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
I can't believe they didn't get caught.
I can't either. Because you could absolutely smell it.
Sure.
Anybody who's in there could smell it. I mean, even if you vaped, they could smell it.
I will say this. When the vape started, I remember being on a flight from Seattle to Orlando, and this old couple, they were just vaping away in their seats.
Yeah, people would vape tough.
Yeah, nobody really cared.
Yeah, that was weird.
Ah, the good old days.
What happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi, so I build airplanes.
Okay.
Should we be scared?
What was that?
Should we be scared?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the way I see it, and I fly quite a bit, it feels like it's just a big bus, really.
That's comforting.
I ride the bus every day, and I'd like to disagree with that statement.
Well, you still have shady people on there.
As a bus rider, I would like to step up and say, that is incorrect.
No, the people on the plane are just shady people with more money. It's the same people.
Yeah, the guy sitting beside me on that bus didn't pay $450 to be there.
Right, that's all.
That's true, yeah.
It was $250.
I have never rode a bus, hardly, so. Okay. I mean, but it's a big community transport vehicle. It doesn't feel like it's a death trap or anything. It's just a big old transport vehicle.
Sure.
Good. So, well, I would hope that at the least. But our planes don't feel like death traps.
Did you think that the general consensus was different?
Amanda, damn, man.
Amanda, did you think that people just think it's a floating death trap or something?
Yeah, I've met people that are terrified. They're scared of flying.
You know what they need? A service animal.
Mm-hmm. They do. They need a hedgehog.
Probably a tarantula.
There you go. Get a service tarantula.
I'll fly with him with my comfort penis.
Yeah. It's got a vest. So what happened to you on the plane?
Stuff happens while we're building it. We joke around a little bit. In my area, this was a few years ago, the floorboards, the seats aren't in, and the floorboards are being put down. You know, they've got to clean underneath them and put them into place and all that. And also in the cargo underneath, if the ceiling and the cargo is not in, well, it's a direct hole between the passenger cabin and the cargo.
Mm-hmm.
So just in the same position, you can fall through there. Nobody's fallen, but, it's just being worked on at the same time. It's open.
Okay.
So my buddy's in the cargo and he sees, you know, the open hole from above, and then he sees a butt lower down into the hole and blast everyone in the cargo, raise up, and then cover that hole up with the floorboard.
So you had someone who just farted on you.
Yeah.
And then awesome. Cover the hole with the floorboard.
That's great.
Did you ever find out who was responsible?
I didn't, but it was just funny. There was this moment, there was this brief second of disbelief, right. Staring, and that just happened?
Right. And then it disappeared.
And then scrambling
forever.
To get out.
Was it a loud fart?
It was a mediocre fart.
All right.
A regular fart, not a foghorn or anything.
All right. I have to admit, that's pretty strong.
I don't know who that person is, but I'm going to tell you right now. I'm a huge fan.
I am too.
I am a huge fan.
I'm glad they're still hired. I hope nothing happened right. To keep these, elementary type of pranks, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, another time.
God, I really want to do that thing. Now. How childish. And instantly, I'm like, is there a position where I can do that? Where can I just drop my ass somewhere?
I'm assuming that there is a secret place on that plane, someplace where you can lift up a hatch and drop down into cargo if you need to from the cabin, right?
Not on mine.
Oh, okay. What kind of plane?
Yeah, I work on the 37s, on the
777.
I think the it's 737.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 737.
Sorry, it's Boeing lingo.
Hey, what kinds of?
I got you.
Yeah.
Ted knows.
On that, one of the bigger ones, there is a hatch.
Okay.
That's where the zombies get out. That's all World War Z. Hey,
right in the front.
When you see stories like have happened, what was it, like the Southwest flights and people getting sucked out of windows, right?
Yeah.
So the rest of us, I mean, obviously that's crazy, but do you have the inside knowledge to think like, man, you know it's those rubber seals or it's this or probably that, any of that kind of thing?
Or like if it's an Airbus, does everyone bring in donuts and kind of like dance, you know what I mean? Like,
when it's an Airbus, we're kind of like, haha, screw those guys.
Who cares if the pilot was half sucked out of the cockpit?
Sucked out of the window, and reach in and pull him out.
Zap!
Should have bought a Boeing.
Yeah, if it's one of ours, though, everybody gets kind of worried because we're all, we want to do a good job. Nobody wants to be responsible for something like that.
You shouldn't have to tell us that.
Yeah, we understand.
We believe you.
We get it. No one wants to have the restaurant that gives people the food poisoning and kills them. You know?
Yeah.
That's a terrible Yelp review you get there. Our question, what happened on the plane, 844-999-OLA. That's great.
I love their story.
Yeah, that reminds me of the movie Waiting, where they would just, try to expose their testicles to their coworkers in the back kitchen. That kind of a prank, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but once it starts, it doesn't stop, man.
Oh, I know.
That's the only problem. It goes on forever and ever and ever. And any time you go anywhere, there's the potential to see someone's testicle.
Right.
It's kind of, actually, you know what, man? Full disclosure, I'm thinking about, look, so she says someone drops her ass through a hole, farts on everyone below.
It closes it up.
I realize VD, who we work with, that is his nickname. If I have to fart, if I'm walking by his office, I will backtrack, walk in his office, lift a leg and fart.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time, without fail. Some have been bad, some have been good. And I realize it's kind of asinine, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you work in a place where if you see me, for whatever reason, he has been singled out. When he sees me, there's a 50-50% chance.
It's a 49-year-old man.
Yeah. And I'm going to fart in your office, and I'm not going to care.
It's the
I'm
fringe.
Not even apologetic, man.
It's the fringe benefits of this job that are amazing.
It's weird. Like, yeah. I should feel bad, but I honestly don't.
Every once in a while, we get a concert ticket, we get farted on.
Yeah.
What
Eddie
happened?
Shuts the door.
What happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line, more of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hold up, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, boy, Ted. A man in Melbourne, Australia. He was arrested on Thursday after allegedly assaulting multiple airline employees when they told him that he had, in fact, missed his flight. According to the Australian media outlet Nine News, the unidentified 57-year-old man showed up hours late to his Jetstar Airways flight. When a Jetstar employee told the man that he had, in fact, missed his flight, he allegedly became irate and physical. The man then allegedly began smoking a cigarette, which is not allowed inside of the airport, and ran to the nearest gate where he pushed the crew out of the way and then ran onto the tarmac. In a video obtained by Nine News, the man can be seen trying to forcibly pry open the door to a Sydney-bound airplane. A witness identified as Susanna.
Oh, Suzanne.
Described the incident to Nine News. Here's Suzanne. Here's what she said. We were sitting, waiting to get on the flight.
Wait,
and people
she's Australian. She didn't sound like that. Come on, man.
Ted, how did she sound?
Where's some didgeridoo?
Yeah, right.
I want the off thing, because this is exactly what it is. You always hear this sound in Australia. That's how you know you're there.
Savannah.
All right, Susanna.
Susanna.
Susanna, Savannah, whoever you want to be.
Oi, it's me, Susanna. We were sitting, waiting to get on the flight, and people were like, oh, my God, what's going on? Someone's running on the tarmac. This man trying to get up the stairs. He was physically fighting with the staff, punching and scratching him.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Somehow he managed to get himself free and reach for the door of the plane. See, after that, the story kind of ends.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Then, the workers got him and tackled him.
Unbelievable. What happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA.
At what point do you think that's a good idea, right? You know you've missed your flight. You understand you're upset, but... Say you even got the door open and tried to take your seat. Like, you have to know they're not going to let you on the plane, right? At no point did he think, maybe I'm overreacting.
I like the dude who, 4 or 5 months ago? He just opened the damn back door and jumped out.
Oh, got off the plane.
He just said the hell of it.
When they were on the tarmac.
They were waiting
right?
for a gate or whatever, and he was like, the hell of this, I'm just leaving. What happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I have an interesting story. So first of all, flying for me is kind of terrible all the time because I'm really tall.
How tall?
6'2".
Okay, yeah.
All right.
So my husband's 6'6", so it's even worse for him.
Do you guys have kids? Do you guys have kids?
We do. We have 2 kids. We have a daughter who's 3 and a son who's going to be 1 next week.
Are they giant for kids their age?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought as much. All right.
Did you guys play basketball?
What's the weather like out there?
Did you play? Is it raining yet?
My daughter, who's 3, is already almost 44 inches, so it's almost 4 feet tall.
God damn.
my son wears clothes for 2-year-olds. And
you maybe should do Ancestry.com to find out what branch of humanity you come from there, Neanderthal.
I don't think you're going to hit the line on it, to be honest with you. But I wonder if there is an airline. And Steve, you would qualify, I would think, at 6'4". But look, you can't sit in the seat. You're just too tall.
No.
I mean, shouldn't they be able to just give you a coat or like a business class seat automatically based on height?
But look at it like this, right?
That would be amazing.
They're not going to do that.
We try and get the exit rows whenever we can, but if we're flying with the kids, we're not allowed, you know.
Okay, so maybe Southwest is a better option. If you get in line, you sign up, you know their system where you could get
I don't know about Southwest right now. I'm going to wait a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
they got that window sucking problem going on, man, a little too frequently for my taste. Like, yeah.
Well, I doubt that I'd fit in a window, but...
Okay.
So Alaska actually has the most legroom of most of the commercial airlines, just in case you're wondering. But sometimes you don't really have control if you have, like, a connecting flight or something.
Yep.
This story was from when I was in college and I couldn't afford the nicer seats. So I was stuck in a regular seat on one of those smaller planes. I don't build airlines or airplanes, so I don't know the name of it.
They're called a puddle jumper.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Called 27s.
The ones that have the seat, one row has just one seat on one side of the plane.
Yeah, where you actually get the opportunity to walk on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not quite that small, but pretty close. So that particular time I was flying, and usually... if I ask the person in front of me and say, hey, you know, would you mind not reclining your seat? Usually they're pretty cool about it, but sometimes people get bent out of shape because they're like, well, I paid for it, and get kind of bitchy about it. So this lady was right in front of me, and it's such a small plane anyway that my knees are literally jammed into the back of her seat, and I'm trying as much as possible to not, like, mess with her seat with my legs. Like, there's really nowhere I can go. And so I said, hey, you know, I'm so sorry, but would you mind not reclining your seat? We're only on the plane for, you know, 45 minutes. And she gets really mad to the point where she called the stewardess over and said, the flight attendant, she said, can I change my seat? But it was a full flight, so she couldn't. So she's giving me the evil eye. And
she had to look over her shoulder to give you the evil eye. You look like she's sitting in front of you. So, because if she does, I feel like if you lean forward, you'd freak her out.
I know. Yeah, no, you would think. You would think somebody looking back and seeing somebody who's, like, significantly larger than them, they might not do that, but...
not this bitch, oh no.
Yeah, I put the lock on.
Did she turn around? So, she turned around to see how tall you were, though, right?
Yeah, no, she didn't turn around fully. She's just kind of giving me a mean stare, and then turned around. But as soon as we get up in the air and they tell people, you know, you can do what you want, she throws her seat back. But my knees are in the way, and it can't recline fully. So she's literally rocking back and forth in her seat, banging on it with her back as hard as she can, and she fractured my kneecap.
Are you kidding?
No, yeah, for real. It fractured the top of my knee.
Ah, and you're 18, 19 years old at the time?
I was about 20.
So Jesus. What is your response to this?
I screamed. I screamed out loud. I'm pretty sure I said some words that are not allowed on your show. Mm-hmm. And said, you know, I called the flight attendant over, and she made her sit her seat up the rest of the way. But I did. It fractured the top of my kneecap. And when I got off the plane, I had to wait. They got a wheelchair for me, and I was used crutches and a brace and the whole nine yards for a couple months afterwards.
Did she apologize? Damn.
Hell no.
No.
Of course not.
She looked like she was in shock.
Oh, my God. What a jackass.
What an idiot.
I know. Yeah. Keep on drinking, right? Unbelievable. What happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA.
OLA! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.